Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Wednesday to you, my love. I hope you are ready to ground into your body, take a few deep breaths, and practice some meditation with me right now.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So finding a comfortable seat wherever you are, just relaxing into your couch or sitting cross-legged on the floor, however you want to sit right now. And take a moment just to commit to a posture for this practice. You know, these practices every Wednesday, they're fairly short. We're not going to be here for a long time. So I want you to commit to something that feels or resembles stillness. And we can begin with that, or we can begin reaching for that in the physical body with our posture. So sitting upright, finding that comfortable way to sit, and then become perfectly still. So really commit to not moving your body for any reason throughout these next few minutes. And that means even if there's an itch or you have some hair on your face or there's a fly that's nearby or anything that goes on around you right now, resist the urge to act on every single moment. Resist the urge to fiddle around, to move, to shift. And notice what comes up inside of you by committing to sit perfectly still. And then allowing the breath to grow deeper, just one cycle of breath at a time. Breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the nose. Letting the breath take up a little bit more space inside of your body. And by allowing the breath to grow deeper, also letting your ability to hold space for yourself grow as well. And through committing to this place of stillness and deepening the breath, you're creating space for you right now to feel and experience stillness, not just physically, but also internally. Stillness of the mind, stillness of the heart, made available to you right here, right now. So without any other agenda, just commit to this moment and commit to this breath. Long inhale, long exhale. Finding a steady rhythm of breath that feels good for you right now. And trying to keep all of your awareness, all of your focus within your body in this moment. And that means that every time a thought pops up in your head, or every time you get this urge to fiddle with something or to shift or to move, that you notice that thought, or you notice that urge to move, but you don't act on it. Meaning, if it's a thought that comes up, you witness and notice and become aware of the thought, but don't let that one thought take you down a long train of thoughts. Don't let it take you down a rabbit hole of losing your presence right now. Just notice the thought, acknowledge the thought, and then return to this moment. Bring your awareness back to this inhale, to this exhale. Bring your awareness back to this experience of sitting here in this posture right now, the way you are. And if an urge comes up to want to shift something or itch something or move something, same thing. Don't act on it, but notice that urge. Notice what it feels like. Notice where it's coming from. And if it brings about any sense of discomfort within your body right now, notice that too. Especially if there's something like an itch or something you feel like you want to shift within the body. Notice how urgent that urge can become very, very quickly. And how quick we are to act on every impulse, to act on every thought right away. And now I'm not saying you will never scratch an itch ever again, but just for these few minutes you're spending here right now, can you take a deeper breath? Notice the urges and impulses as they come up and remain committed to stillness. And if that brings about some discomfort, then notice that. That sometimes to commit to stillness, we have to dare to let ourselves become uncomfortable. And see if you can dwell in this space with everything that comes up for you. And that could be peace, a sense of calm within. Could be discomfort, frustration, something else. Witness and notice everything unfolding within, just the way it is, without having to act on anything at all, without having to shift or fix or scratch or change anything. Just stay right here. Now, we are 6 minutes into this practice right now, and if you feel like something truly quiet is beginning to open up inside of you, then take this opportunity, cherish this moment, and remain committed to this stillness for a while longer. Your practice does not have to end just because this podcast does. So enjoy the silence, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.